belly or bump? Can you tell the difference? Apparently, many commuters can't and are too afraid of causing offence to find out. As a result, the majority of pregnant women are struggling to get a seat on public transport. Two surveys have found that commuters are rarely giving up their purchase to those struggling with dizziness, swollen feet and nausea that pregnancy can bring. While selfishness is thought to be a factor in some cases, others are believed to be sitting in an agony of decision, wondering whether a woman is expecting or simply overweight. More than 4 in 5, 84% of pregnant women questioned by parenting website Gurgle.com, which is owned by Mothercare, have been forced to stand. In separate research, the majority of mothers-to-be questioned by baby charity Tommy's said they were rarely offered a seat on public transport. The poll of more than 1,000 Gurgle members dealt with women's experiences in the third trimester at 29 to 40 weeks. During this late stage, some 42% of women will experience discomfort with their feet, which can grow by more than a size, and 30% suffer from extreme morning sickness. Niffia McLaughlin, editor of Gurgle.com, said, "It is ridiculous that the health of young mums is being put at risk because of embarrassment. We've all been in that awkward situation, but we would encourage commuters to swallow their pride and offer their seats. It is worth risking a red face if it ensures that a pregnant woman is able to complete a crowded rush hour journey safely." Mothercare has started offering a baby on board badge for expectant mothers in the hope that commuters will be happy to give up their seat without any embarrassment. Gurgle member Emma, 32, from Kingston, Surrey, wrote on the website, "I actually fainted on a packed out bus when I was having my first baby because it was a hot day and I'd been standing for ages. People were very inconsiderate, so I think pregnant women are well within their rights to ask people to move." But another member, Louise, 26, from Manchester, said it is not always obvious who is pregnant. "I used to get the train to college and once spotted a woman who looked heavily pregnant standing," she said. "The train was really packed, so I asked the lady would she like to take my seat. She looked hugely offended and told me in no uncertain terms where to go. I am mortified that I might have upset her. It has made me very wary of offering my seat to anyone."